Good evening, and welcome to Indiana Arts Desk. I'm Marcus Jackman. Today, the focus is on education, culture, and the arts. Coming up, a rural elementary school choir learns the value of giving, and the arts calendar, a snapshot of what's going on this weekend around the IPR area. But right now, teachers, close your eyes and imagine your dream course, where you and your students have the time to thoroughly explore an issue, read another book. Imagine a classroom, literally, without walls, where you can take students and laptops out onto the lawn or even to Paris, France for 2 weeks. That's not a fantasy anymore. It's the mission of the new Virginia Ball Center in Muncie. Taking a break from doing the Charleston Monday night, Albert Einstein explains his search for the elusive unified field theory.
Vin Maxwell studied electricity and magnetism. He discovered that mathematically, you could combine them into one force that we now call electromagnetism. And there are similarities.
Einstein here, portrayed by James McWilliams. He and 10 other students took part in a special full-semester interdisciplinary class at the Virginia Ball Center for Creative Inquiry, led by Ball State English professor Ray Peterson.
We worked harder probably than we ever have in any semester, and we worked constantly. I mean, we all had 14 books open at the same time reading them. But because it was all directed at one thing, it was so inviting to keep working at it, and we never felt that there was something else hanging over our head that we needed to do.
Peterson says each student chose his or her own figure from the 1920s in Paris, like Marie Curie, James Joyce, or Charlie Chaplin, and spent the entire semester studying that person.
They had a lot more ownership of the things that they worked on, and so they enjoyed doing the work much more because they were authoritative. You know, they weren't just at sea and lost and confused and trying to get by or trying to do well enough to not, you know, be found out. Instead, they really were anxious to say what they knew.
Monday night's salon party showcased their work. The students dressed the part of their subjects, and some members of the public dressed up too. Shannon Lee displayed original paintings inspired by her study of Picasso. Bryant Rozier, Charlie Chaplin, premiered a new silent film. And Michael Osborne reorchestrated some arrangements by his subject, Francis Poulenc, for a small ensemble. The Virginia Ball Center awards each teaching fellow a summer stipend to prepare a course, a semester away to lead the seminar, and also a budget of $25,000 to spend as they see fit. Peterson took her students to Paris for 2 weeks, and they're pursuing original artwork to purchase for the Ball State Museum of Art. Lee Papa of the English Department is preparing to lead one of next semester's courses, a project based on the 1967 racial conflicts at Muncie's Southside High School. He says leading a Virginia Ball course is exciting, but it's also demanding.
It's like being stranded on an island with a boat, and you're in the middle of the Pacific with no navigation equipment. You've got all possibilities out in front of you, but there's also an awful lot of water to cross before you get there.
But it's all worth it, according to Peterson.
You can expect a great deal from your students, but you have to support it as you expect it. And I've learned a lot from the feedback from the students, from knowing them very well, for what is the kind of support that they need from their teacher in accomplishing the things they need to do.
And Albert Einstein, pardon me, James McWilliams, agrees.
We're able to speak with more authority. We're able to really act as experts in our field. I don't think that when the semester is over, any of our work will be done. I think we've been given the opportunity just to sort of enter the intellectual conversation.